turn me up a little bit. Yeah. Just a smidge. Yeah, a smidge will do. That's pretty good. I like that.
Here it is, podcast. February 16th. 17th. 2022. We had a lot of rain here in Tennessee about a couple hours ago.
Yeah. Thunderstorms.
It was like a monsoon. I was driving home and it, you know, it got a little hairy sometimes, you know. That's like, oh, I'm going to slow down for that shit. You know?
Yeah, definitely some fucking duck ponds.
Yeah.
Going around Briley, definitely. Coming down here.
But this is give a shout out to this. Got a Date with the Rain from Eddie Kendricks, who was, I believe, was in the Temptations. Yeah.
Oh, okay. In the Motown thing.
Yeah. So. Yeah. But this is one of my favorite songs from him. A little Date with the Rain. Gets a little funky here, and it's kind of got a long opening.
Temptations are, when I think Motown, that's probably what I think.
You'll know him as, you know, when you hear him sing, you go, oh, probably, okay, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
See? Yeah. But it's a good song. Little classic there from the old Motown days. Eddie Kendricks and A Date with the Rain.
Makes me want to drive a large Cadillac that's a shit brown color.
Yep.
Like salmon pink interior.
And some, you know, some spider webbed leather interior.
Get my Technicolor dream coat.
So we were sitting here just kind of like talking about the Canadian thing, you know, and Justin Trudeau up there just fucking himself, basically.
Yeah, it's always good when you're not backhanded about things, when you're like, you know what, I'm just going to go full retard and get literal with it.
Yeah.
Because then people don't have to. It's great because it actually eliminates a lot of conspiracy theorists. Oh, it's not all conspiracy theories are illegitimate. Let's say it's just the colloquial term of the people who are like, right, space isn't real, like fucking like shit like that. That's it's good to eliminate any question of that when you're like, no, we are gonna freeze people's bank accounts. Yeah, no,
we're
gonna
do it.
Yeah,
we're definitely doing it. Pick up right where we left off at. See, like just like that.
Okay.
So, but with a full retard. Freezing people's bank accounts, telling them they're going to take their driver's license away and their truck registrations and make sure that they never work in this town again.
Which seems odd.
Yeah.
Seems like an odd decision to make, being that, you know, there's, this country, their country, Scandinavian countries, they're all saying, like, all right, we're getting ready to start lifting these restrictions. Omicron is...
pretty much
was so infectious and less severe that it kind of took over.
I don't know if you know this or not, but the Super Bowl cured COVID in the United States.
Oh, it was the Super Bowl.
It was the Super Bowl.
I wish I could say I'm into football, and I'm really fucking not.
Everybody showed up, and everybody showed up in L.A. No mask required.
Oh, okay, so that was the signal that it was over. Yeah, I knew Eminem was in the halftime, which I like Eminem, but
Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre. I did not watch the Super Bowl personally,
I
heard
the
it was a fun halftime show with the old school gangsters.
Sorry, football fans out there, but I'm not particularly a football fan.
Yeah,
I've watched the Super Bowl a couple times, and I tried to do it in a fantasy league. I tried getting into football. I did, and I like other sports, but like, I don't know. There's something about it. Just couldn't get into it. But, Super Bowl, halftime show, old Eminem. I saw a video going around where somebody was recording Snoop Dogg.
He was smoking a weed.
He's smoking weed. I was why is this worth posting? Is it
everybody already knows.
That man has permission to smoke weed anywhere he wants.
But, you know, Cheech and Chong, they have that pass too, you know?
Yeah. He has the weed pass.
Yeah, he's got the pass. It's okay. And I'm like, why are you wasting your time showing Snoop Dogg getting high? We already know.
Yeah. If I looked and I saw Snoop Dogg and he wasn't smoking a joint, I'd turn to the first person I could find and go, call an ambulance.
Something's wrong with Snoop. Something happened. But yeah.
Can't you see he's not well?
He's not well. He needs his medication now. Call the local dispensary.
Is there a doctor up in this pizzle?
That's right, Dr. Dre. There is.
There is.
And he's got the chronic.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel bad for the. I mean, I think the truckers are holding the line though. They passed around like pamphlets and told them basically they needed to clear out. If they didn't clear out in so many days, they were going to be start arresting people.
This is what, Ottawa, right?
Yeah, Ottawa. They're going to start arresting them and having their trucks towed. And they told the tow companies if they didn't tow the trucks, they were going to impound their trucks. it's like you're kind of defeating your own purpose.
So you're going to do an Inception? You're going to get tow trucks that aren't towing the trucks?
Towing the trucks. So do what we say.
That one, it's like, it's not being a gas bag at that point. But yeah, it's not trying to make light of the situation, because it's one of those things where, like, okay, I can imagine what they're going to do. And what they should have done, I've said this already, is like, being that, all these countries are lifting restrictions, like, you just get a. I know, some people downplayed it and everything. Some people downplayed the virus. There was a lot of misinformation.
Right. Tons of it.
Out there. And people died
from both sides.
It's like, I know people that almost died from it, and I know one person that did die from it. And like, it's not real, it's not fake, but at the same time, it's like, we got fucking lucky enough to like have a old Omicron spy master come out and
kind of like go, now you got the antibodies.
More of a cult, which is what. Generally, viruses do. There's a chance that it couldn't do that, and I guess there's a chance in the future that maybe it could be a
severe. It could be more serious. I mean, but there's always going to be some type of
you
strain.
You have to read the situation as it is. So as it is, not severe, ran through probably mostly everybody now. Like, if you don't think you had it, you probably had it. I've probably had it, and I don't think I've had it.
I think you probably had it over the weekend.
Have you woken up recently where you kind of felt like shit? And, like, that's me 6 days out of the week. Yeah. So, yes. I've had Omicron 47 times since its inception.
Yeah, I got a little under the weather over the weekend.
Oh, yeah, you're feeling a little
I was feeling a little, no fever, just congested and...
The weather too.
Tuesday it's night, like, and then I thought maybe I dropped a Zyrtec, probably too late in the day, because I ended up just like tossing and turning all night. Couldn't sleep because it was like keeping my ass awake.
Oh yeah. Well, anytime it gets warm out, like, I have allergies and stuff, like pollen, fuck. This place just wafts pollen.
That's what I thought, because tree pollen season's getting ready to kick in. Well, it's starting to kick in
already. Well, it's because it's been so warm too. Mm-hmm. So it's like, as soon as it starts getting warm out for a day, you look, the grass is getting green again. It's like everything starts trying to fucking bloom up, and I wonder why I'm all like sneezing and shit
sneezing
like that.
Crap. Yeah. So I don't know, but I felt like crap. Like Tuesday, I just felt like crap, and then I took some
shoddy
some regular
and a line of cocaine.
I didn't have either, so
damn it. That's a problem.
Wasn't prepared.
It's a healthcare
but I did
system.
Have some Sudafeds. I dropped two Sudafeds Tuesday night, and about 1 o'clock.
The old meth.
Yeah, about well, it was Tennessee the it was style. The not the daytime. It was nighttime.
Oh shit!
So about 1 o'clock, I woke up, took a leak, and then hocked out the biggest greenest loogie ever. I was like, "Ooh, I just gave birth to an alien."
Yeah.
It's like the thing's gonna grow. It's like just like sliding across the sink, moving around, heading towards the drain.
It's probably still in there. You probably didn't wash it down. It's probably in the pipe somewhere. It's almost reached the tool age.
Yeah,
is what it's.
It's just growing and getting bigger.
Soon you're gonna see a rocket ship fly out of your sink.
Yeah. So I still got a little bit of the sniffle. Who knows? It could be anything.
Well, it's like you can get regular fucking sick.
Point thing is, if you don't, you only got COVID if you get tested.
Yeah. Which that's the thing too, where it's like, how many people got tested if you wake up and you're like, I kind of feel like shit. Mm-hmm. Like, are you gonna go to the fucking hospital where there's like actual sick people, and just diseases and fucking injuries, and just like, I hate going to the fucking hospital. So the only time I go to the hospital is if I'm like, okay, I can't handle this on my own.
That's where we always should be wearing a mask. Seems like the correct place to do that.
Being that it's as mild as it is, and it's kind of already ran through everybody, and anybody that's going to get vaccinated has been, and anybody that's not, and then we ended up in this position where we're like, all right, severity's gone down, America's had a little better than other places. Like, we need to start opening up, which is what a lot of places are saying,
the Canadian protests, because they've been locked down for 2.5 years. And
now you definitely feel bad for them.
And And, you know, I mean, you only lock people up for so long until they get like, this is, and feed them garbage, you know, and,
yeah, really nothing, you know,
and
nuts.
just like, you know, infuriate and create fever. this vacuum, you know, where there's no social interaction between people and, well, people just start getting antsy and pissed, you know, like, well, the problem is are these people, they need to let us out. Yeah. You know, I never really stopped. I mean, I know it's different in America, you know. And in Tennessee, but in Canada, obviously, you know, way different.
I mean, there are northern neighbors, so it's not it's not so different. It's pretty similar, but there's definitely, you realize the differences.
There's a little bit more power that the government wields there.
Yes. Yeah, there definitely is. Like, you know, that's inarguable, in that comparison. So they have something. Canada's got an Emergencies Act, and that's something that they're invoking to try to get rid of this protest and justify all the things that Trudeau and, you know, his group's kind of doing right now.
Right.
I'll say I'm not 100% on Canadian politics. I haven't made my way around to that. But, you know, it's, again, there's some similarities between the two. So there's four different categories. When you invoke the Emergencies Act, there's public welfare emergencies, public order emergencies, international emergencies, and war emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, you know, when he was invoking this, he was going to go with the public order thing because he was going to try to play up because, you know, you've heard it's like they're Nazis. Like, and it's one of those, like, that's why I equated kind of
Well, I understand the Ambassador Bridge thing and blocking commerce, you know. That definitely supply shortages already. I understand that idea. And, you know, I don't agree with it when BLM and Antifa blocked highways, just regular highways, and decided they were walking.
No,
like, that's
absolutely
dumb.
Not.
That's
no.
dumb. You know, why do you want to do
that? Hey, this ambulance can't get through. Cool. Good
Great.
Fucking protest.
Yeah.
But that's why,
you know,
it's, you
but
know.
I know that there was a point where the Canadians had opened up one lane. You know, the truckers were like, okay.
Well, that's, you know, maybe even not being in the same country, just being close, you see where you can kind of fuck up. Like, I definitely support people's right to protest. But it gets fucked up when you start harassing people, burning shit, hurting people,
Like 2020.
That's not to say there's some people like, do you think there's issues with policing? Yes. Do you think there may be some, you know, racial bias, like in certain areas? Yes.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's, there needs to be some type of reform. Like, okay, so we're going to get rid of this whole system. And like,
whoa.
Because, you know, the motherfuckers are always going to be the first ones to get rid of it. When somebody breaks in their house, they're going to be the first ones to call the fucking police.
Always.
And that doesn't mean the system's perfect. It doesn't mean we have, I would say compared to like probably, you know, even like 20 years ago, the standard for policing was probably a little bit higher. It was because of, you know, Homeland Security and stuff. We had to expand all of our forces.
Right.
So it's like you low. And I've talked to people in the police department about this, and it was like, I'm surprised they haven't been lowering hiring standards just to get warm bodies. And here is a detective in Herman. She looks at me, he's like, no, we've done that already. That sucks.
Because
once you get shitty people in there, it's really hard to get rid of them.
Yeah, because they end up in the FOP. And
then it makes the good officers look really bad, and they're the ones that are trying to fucking.
But when I think about, like, you know, I guess, you know, the whole defund the police movement, you know, that they perpetuated, and I really felt like maybe they were just, you know, what they were trying to do. I this is an opinion that they were cleaning out the good cops so they could have their goon squad, you know.
I would, so, all right.
Like, you know, the good cops are like, fuck this. If I go in there and try to do my job, I can't do it. I have the risk of going to jail. Why am I even bothered doing this anymore? So, boom, you take out all a chunk. I'm not saying every good cop quits.
Yeah.
But they take out a chunk, and then you have these fucking retards that they hired in this, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay, you want me to go bust them heads? You know? Yeah, I'll drag them out of there. Just go get them. Like the video of the Canadian cop, you know, harassing that 70-year-old man about honking his horn and hauling him off to jail. I'm like, is this, you know, even like the guy's thinking, he's like, is this necessary?
Yeah.
This guy is 70 years old, you know?
I didn't see that video, but I've seen enough where I'm like, I'll give you that one.
Yeah.
So All right. So that's your my opinion. I agree with everything that you said. But let me pose this. Is that so? Okay. So you have to get more people in a short amount of time. And this is where I was, you know, like I said, talking to that.
Right.
One Hermitage detective, you know, was like, because it happens in the military too. Anytime you lower standards, you get dirtbag fucking like shitbag people in there. Yeah. And then it takes like 3 years to fucking get rid of them.
Yeah.
Like it's not, and it doesn't take a whole lot of them. And that's, I'm not going to take the whole like, oh, it spoils the bushel. Like, yes, but you can't just use that one lens that applied to fucking everything. So it's, I agree with that, but like, so let me pose this. So they have to lower the standards. They get shitty people in. You've had this experience in the military, as have I, where it's like anytime you have like two shitbags in your platoon, like it kind of, it's enough to kind of fuck stuff up.
Yeah.
So let's say, you know, you kind of rely on this. I mean, it's not an honor belt system, but honor is a big component to, you know, either one of those, those, professions. So you would expect these shitbag people that manage to weasel their way into a profession that they probably shouldn't be in, and they start fucking stuff up, and you go, hey, LT, like, this guy's making this look really fucking bad.
You gotta do something about this guy.
What you expect is to go, like, yeah, he is. Like, look, we're gonna, you know, his paperwork, like, we're gonna try to counsel him, we're gonna try to do stuff.
We're gonna start working him out of here.
And if we can't fix his shit, then we're gonna get him out of here. So what if they did this? They go, like, well, we need the body, so just figure it out.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry. Then, you know, when you show up to a call, when you really want to help people, or you really want to, you know, your basis to help your community, you know, like protect the citizens to a degree. I know that's not in their purview, but at the same time, if you meet a lot of them, a lot of them do have that mindset. So. Yeah. And then you have this shitbag that's just like makes the same money that you do. Gets promoted in the same rate that you do. They're not willing to get rid of them because they need the people too bad. So you're a good officer. You spend another, you know, couple years doing that, and every call you show up to, people are yelling at you. People are like, you know, you're a racist. You're a fucking piece of shit. Fucking pig. Fuck you. And you're the one that's trying to do a good job. And you can't do a good job because this asshole that's doing it. Because you have
fucking stupid ass over here banging heads.
Is fucking everybody up. And you know what? There's a point of legitimacy to that because they look at that person and be like, look, he's fucking this shit. And you're like, yeah, I hate this guy.
Yeah.
I hate working with him. I have to, you know, do my job. We have to work together. There's no choice on that. But yeah, I wish he was gone too.
Yeah.
And then you go to your leadership, and your leadership's kind of ineffectual. It's like, we need the people too bad. We need the people, so you're just going to have to, you know, figure that out. So eventually, maybe you get a couple of years in, and you're like, you know what? I don't want to be a fucking cop anymore.
Yeah.
I don't want to do
then,
it.
And then the disheartening of, you know, constantly, you know, the catch and release programs.
Arresting the same 12 people over and over every week. Yeah,
just like every time I arrest them. 2 days later, they're out because the prosecutor says he's not going to fucking prosecute these crimes, but he's done it like 6 times already.
You know? So, yeah. So maybe
where's the sense of it? So maybe, a very demoralizing thing, and I think for the good police officer out there trying to do a good job.
So maybe I'm not.
I'm out fighting crime, you know. They always, you know, I'm out fighting crime, and they're like, well,
the key to fighting crime is preventing crime.
It's preventing crime. Yes. Yeah.
Not, and I don't mean precog fucking minority report bullshit. I mean like community fucking like outreach and shit like that. Calm the fuck down.
Yeah, relax for a minute. But yeah, so but I think it demoralizes, you know, the good cops inside of there, and then they quit, and then you're just left with
why would you want to keep being a cop if you just get shit on every day and you're trying to do the best you can, and then, you know, it's like you get dumped on the same as everybody else, and this guy who's a fucking total asswipe is just there just like you are, fucking clocking in every day.
Yeah.
And it's like, maybe I'll go. Like, and I've known people like that. They got out of, one guy I lived with out in Arizona. That's why he stopped. He was a cop for like eight years, something like that. And then he was going to work in Mesa. He cop there. He's like thought of that as like stuff. It was like, it was stuff like that. And he's like, I'm just gonna go work in IT. Went to work in IT and like fucking with bank servers. And he makes He makes bank.
Yeah.
He makes bank working with banks.
Makes bank working with banks.
He's got his fucking Canadian girlfriend. He's doing good, and I'm sure he shipped her down here. Fuck. Like, get her out of there. Yeah. Calgary. Like, get the fuck out of Calgary. Yeah. What are you going to do?
A hardy girl there.
What are you going to do? Look at trees? The hell is your life going to be? No, I'm just kidding. They're both fucking.
Out there and ice fish, you know, eh? And now, do a little snowshoeing.
Her and her friends out there, they came down to Phoenix. They're really cool people.
Setting bear traps.
But no, it's so, I get, maybe I'm bad at doing, like, the only thing I really push back on is because I've seen it so much deteriorate on the left, and then it's like you push out the good people, that is when you attach everything to like a collaborative conspiracy. This is all about white supremacy. This is all about fascism. This is all about
racism.
And the right does have a similar issue, and that's not to say that everything is incorrect.
Right.
When you say that. But when you tie it together, like, oh, they got their group together, like everything's this group effort, when it's really just like you can take a pretty logical, you know, A to B scatterplot view of connecting these dots and being like, well, this is a lot more likely. It's not to say that the theory that you have is not possible. It is. But when, you have to view it through all the lenses, you can't just view it through like, all right, you take the most common one, cool, and then you look at the outliers, you take those, cool. You have to incorporate a lot of those things, and it's difficult to do, but it's, you know, that one I would say it's like, probably from my experience in the military and knowing people that are, a few people that are in law enforcement, like, no, this is the much more, because this is a really easy conclusion to come to, because you can talk to people who are like, no, this is why I'm not, a cop anymore.
Right. Yeah.
It's because it ruined it for me.
It ruined it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see. Yeah. That's kind of my point, was just like, you lose a lot of good people, people who, wanted to do.
So
do
I think
good.
It was just the term of like, oh, well, they got their goon squad together. So I think that's the only problem is like everything. That's why I was like, start off like, no, everything you said, I agree with.
Yeah.
It's like that's, so it's a, maybe it's a terminology thing.
Yeah. Well, I was just making a kind of an analogy,
But
I think, that they like to put that together. Even when you talk about the Capitol Police and during, January 6th thing and what they've done, and now there's new footage of, the other girl who actually got killed by the Capitol Police that came out the other day, where she was basically on the ground and the Capitol Police officer was repeatedly beating her in the head with her baton over and over and over and over and over and over.
Shit.
And you can hear like people in the background going, like, stop. We don't need to do this. You don't need to do this. But again, it was, the mob mentality inside of that, and they were in one of the, I guess, the hotter areas where, shit was really getting down, and, when adrenaline's high and you're in fear of your life, and there's an angry mob, you don't know, But I think, you could see the girl was down, and then they said, I forget what they said first of all, what she died from. Well, she got trampled.
Oh.
And then. And
she
then
must have just come from a Travis Scott concert.
She got trampled by the mob, which killed her, and then they came back and said, no, she died of amphetamine overdose. But then this video surfaces of her, laying on the ground. laying on the ground and just. And this female officer, Capitol Police officer, just beating her repeatedly with her baton in the head. And then like a couple people kicked her and like I saw the one, like the guy who was like at her side, during this melee, he's like, I was holding her hand, and why she's dying,
It's fucked up.
So
isn't that the most fucked up part is like, cause you can like, it's like, well, this is why, like, his left would be like, well, you didn't have any of that sympathy when blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But it really comes down to, like, when these claims came out and then you watch the video, I'm like, oh, that's not what happened. But when it came out and, like, oh, that's what did happen, like, no, that is fucked up. And that's why we just had the whole conversation about when you lower the hiring standards. That's why you just had this whole, but it's. There's so much laziness when it comes to politics, intellectual laziness, where people just want to have their feel-good answer and then scream it into the void. But when you show up, you look like the person that they can just put the hat that they want on and then yell at you like you're the thing that they – it's crazy.
But wow. I mean, you can, if they want to make that comparison to, you know, George Floyd, then, you know, it can almost be to the point where
it's kind
of
ironic. Like,
you know, well, I mean, Derek Chauvin basically had him in a he was being restrained. He wasn't being, you know, repeatedly beat with a baton, you know,
yeah,
in the head, you know.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's how, like, if he posted that on whatever form of fucking social media that's all garbage now.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I would imagine the response would be. Like, oh, well, you didn't have, you know, and then they would.
Right.
But that's, it's so odd that it's like, well, you know, that response in George Floyd. I don't know. It's such a, the divisiveness is insane, and it makes it so that people don't use their regular brains, they use their crazy brains.
They use their crazy brains to make their crazy assumptions.
And it's people under duress don't make good decisions.
Do not make good decisions. And, you know, and if you're a small force, you know, and an angry crowd is moving towards you, and you may, I don't know, you know. I mean, I felt that tension in my life, you know, when there's like a lot of people and there's not a lot of you, and you don't know which way it could go, you know. And all I'm thinking is, well, first motherfucker make a move on me, he gonna die. You know,
that's an interesting take, because what I was saying is like people underestimate make good decisions. I was kind of referring to the people on social media that make their decisions about their politics.
Yeah,
but that applies as well.
Yeah,
in the same way that like if you're in a tense situation, it's like that. So regardless of whether it's, you know, whatever
it becomes an us or
in,
them situation.
If you're under, you know, stress or fear or anything, the decisions you make may not be the best ones,
right,
because they have to be quick. You can't think about things very much, and you have to just act. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That
applies in a lot of directions. If you're under duress, try not to make important decisions. If you do, well, that's why the VA exists.
That's right. And a shrink.
Yeah. Oh, man. The amount of people, is like, I think Tim Dillon referred to it as like, we're just like, this is, country is just like an autistic country. Like, everybody is mentally ill. Like, everybody's like,
yeah, I remember, I think for sure it was Tim Dillon, yeah.
But it's like, yeah, there's a little bit of truth to that, where it's like, man, everybody could stand to talk to a therapist. And that wasn't me being ableist. Like, you think autistic people are mentally, it's a convenient thing to say. Right. Shut the fuck up.
It's okay. We hate to hurt your feelings. We hate hurting your feelings.
that sympathy stopped for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have
that's why I'm being a mildly crotchety with everything.
Yeah. Been kind of a curmudgeon, you know.
Yeah, like, well, I'm gonna end up like the Walter Matthau, I think, when I get, or God only, I could hope to be, you know, Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino, minus the racism, because I mean, I didn't grow up in that time, but the general curmudgeon, like, you know, fuck you.
No, I know, I'm kind of getting curmudgeon-y, like, I'm
probably
setting, a good example is last night, you know, we go over work this gig, and I'm sitting there, you know, putting, you know, some ketchup in the old ketchup pumper, you know, and it's nothing's really going on. And I'm sitting there, and this guy just walks up. He goes, "Y'all got cheeseburgers? Got cheeseburgers?" And first of all, I mean, there's nobody else around, and there's no reason to shout. And I'm like, sir,
sir.
I was like, the menu is right there. You know, he's like, "I just want to know you got." I was like. And then, you know, my boss comes around and kind of takes over, because you can see I was just getting really kind of frustrated. I'm just like, I'm not here. Just read the fucking menu, asshole. And you just walk up and go, "You got cheeseburgers?" And yell at me.
Was this like a catering event?
No, it was just fucking a gig. It was just a gig at a place.
Yeah, okay.
And I just like.
I was like, did you do a wedding and you got this?
No. It was nothing like that. No, nothing like that. It was just a gig.
That would be funny. But
out in front of a business, and we just service food there, and I'm just like, why are you being a dick? You know, are you just gonna bark out? You got cheeseburgers? I just want to know if you got cheeseburgers. I'm like, well, the menu's right there on the TV if you want to take a look at it. You know, it's like. So, anyway, I'm becoming a curmudgeon.
Yeah,
pretty curmudgeon-y anymore. Get angry. You know, I was like, here's a bunch of idiots. Yep, there they go. Look at these idiots over here. What's gone wrong?
Well, what? So, I want to go back into the emergency
Let me close this garage door, all right?
Yeah.
No, it's getting a little cold, so I'm going to stop this for a second. Windy. Yeah, so we're back to the emergency powers, right?
Yeah.
What we're doing.
All right. Let me get... So, the four different categories, public welfare, public order, international emergency, or emergencies. So I thought he was going to go with public order. So
right.
Like, oh, this is, to them, this is kind of a violation of public order because they're honking in all hours of the
right.
night. Which, according to Canadians, is like the worst fucking thing to ever happen to a lot of them. Holy goddamn shit.
It's constantly honking.
I will peruse many different types of media.
PTSD from the... I can't hear a horn without shaking and hiding in a corner now.
I'll peruse many different types of media, neither which are the far left or the far right, which I just feel like they don't have. I'll watch debates between them and, like, other people, but, like, apart from that, I have no drive to fucking listen to what they got to say. But even, like, you know, quote-unquote moderate ones on the left are like, you don't understand. It's like they're hugging all over the night. And like, they're sucking. It's like they are like, this. We need to send the troops in. It was like, holy shit. Like, you're fucking...
Yeah, they're going to send the fucking troops in.
I'm just, you know, because you know the whole bank account freezing thing that he's doing. And you know, here we had the Patriot Act.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? And the Patriot Act, we could say, took away a lot of our freedoms.
Yeah, it
did. And that's very backhanded, too. That's like, that's why Snowden's still getting ready to invade the Ukraine.
He's there on the border with the Russians now.
He's there.
Fight.
Here, his rifle.
His rifle.
Like, I don't want to do this.
I didn't want to be in the army.
You want to go back home? Like,
I turn you over to the U.S. authorities?
Like, no, they're just going to kill me. So, guess we're invading Ukraine.
Viva la Russia.
Buckle up. Here we go.
But, the Patriot Act. Here, go ahead.
So, So we had the Patriot Act here, and that was after 9/11, where a lot of people died, and it was a horrific event.
Same.
And Canada has reached the same point because of people honking. Yeah, it's like
because there's truck drivers blocking the streets and honking their horns.
We ended up in the 20-year war in Afghanistan because somebody took down our World Trade Center. Their company, their country is crumbling at the knees because of a fucking trucker protest.
Yes.
I thought that it was just like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, it's this oversell with it. So, anyway, so I thought it was like, okay, public order category because, you know, of these, you know, pissy people.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really fit because lawful protests don't qualify. So you wouldn't be able to use that for a lawful protest, which at this point, like, they haven't really... Like, you can have, like, smaller laws and everything, and I don't know the exact, like, subcategories of that, but it really wouldn't fit with that.
Right.
So I think that's why there's an article, I don't know if it was a BBC article, I don't know, I'm trying to pull it up, but that said that they're expanding the definitions of terroristic financing
right.
to cover cryptocurrency mm-hmm. and crowdfunding.
Yes.
So... the issue with that, besides just, you know, on its face it being what it is that, okay, crypto, like, that's a point-to-point transaction.
Right.
The only way you're going to be able to prove that is if somebody admits to it.
Right.
Crowdfunding, you can do that, as we've seen with, what was it, GoFundMe?
GoFundMe, yeah. Well, they shut that down automatically, well, on their own.
Yeah.
And then, of course,
that was a private company.
And they refunded everybody who had donated. Whether, first of all, they're going to do something.
Yeah.
And everybody.
Yeah, that's what the last
And time they were going to, like, have everybody who, like, donated go in and, file a grievance against them.
Yeah.
You know, and which would cost them, like, $15 a person, you know, and $6 million. That's a lot of money. So they're like, no, we're just going to automatically send it. You don't have to do anything. We'll send it back to you. You know, well, first of all, they didn't know what they were going to do with it. And then Ron DeSantis said, hey, we're going to investigate GoFundMe because it seems like a ripoff to us. You know?
Well, unfortunately, it's when people, you know, see an opportunity like that. Like, it's, you know,
and it's owned by Robinhood. you know.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And then the Go Send or whatever, the Go Send Fund, which was a Delaware organization, a Christian organization.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And they raised like $6 million for the trucker protest, and that's the ones the Canadians want to freeze. You know, they want to freeze the bank accounts of the organizers, and so they, because GoFundMe or whatever it's called, said, hey, you know, this is directly paid to the recipients,
right?
You know, of the organization, as it should be, because you can't stop us from paying them,
right?
You know, and then the Canadian government came back and said, yeah, we can. We're just going to freeze their bank accounts,
yeah,
so they can't get a hold of it.
Well, that's what I was saying with crypto,
which is scary. Which is it scary. Is. Well, that's actually a scary thing, you know, that knowing that, you know, it could very easily happen in the United States. Boom, your bank account's frozen. Now you have no money.
No, we already have all of our own things to deal with. Right. I saw an article recently. It was like, the CIA spies on its own citizens. I'm like, who the fuck didn't know this already?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's one of the, it is happening here, but like, that's why I made the comment about, like, you know, it's usually that people are more backhanded and stuff instead of going full retard.
Right. Yeah.
It's because you think
they sneak around it. Like, because like, really what, doing
if,
that.
What if he didn't say anything about it and he just started kind of freezing accounts of people that, like, he didn't make this announcement? But no, he thinks he's so fucking correct in doing it. It's like, yeah. It's like the Beto take. Like, hell yeah, we're going to take your guns.
Hell yeah.
Not a good take. Not a good look.
That just gets you wiped right out from the old presidential election.
I know a good amount of Democratic people are like, I love guns.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like, exactly.
Like, weirdly enough, in this country, a lot of people, regardless of political affiliation, enjoy, you know, firearms.
Firearms. Yeah. Good reason.
Odd.
Strange. Yeah, I know.
And then crypto, it's like it's point to point. So the only way I could see them doing this, which at this point they might do, is just to ban all crypto in Canada.
Yeah, it's the only thing I could think of that they would do.
Apart from that, like you said, with the, because that's what I was going to lead to, the Christian crowdfunding source. Like, they'd probably, you know, ban crowdfunding as terroristic financing because it's, you know, foreign influence. Foreign influence is one of the subcategories of the. It's an international emergency. It's an international emergency or war emergency? God damn it. I think the war emergency. Yeah, which is. And there are moderates on the opposing side that are really against this because it's turning into that, hey, you know, everybody jokes about the 1984, you know, type of shit. Like,
that's pretty kind of nice. 1984, yeah. Right there. You know, like, oh, so you don't want to do what we say. Well, we're going to take all
when
your
you
money.
Turn it up to 11.
We're going to take all your money. We're going to, you know, stop you from being able to actually, you know, work if we decide to arrest you because you didn't, you know, bow to our will. We're just going to break you. You know, is that what you want? You want us to break you? Because that's what we could do as the government.
And that's where I feel like it's. You know, there's a big difference between us and Canada.
Yeah. Luckily, we have three branches of government. And
it could be like, that's unconstitutional. They'll go up to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court would be like, no.
Yeah.
And that's why I, like, you know, and I look at some people on the right and like, stop fucking freaking out so much. I know things aren't great. They haven't been great for fucking like 25 years.
Right.
Shut up. But at the same time, it's like, you don't, it's like, you know, that's why we have to appreciate that our system does in some semblance work. And that's why I don't want to. And that's another thing I see with Ryan is like, oh, well, they're going to just, you know, take over. Like, when they don't have majority in all these places, when they don't fucking, when they don't have the control wire. And that's why I hate these, you know, there are fear-mongering fucking grifters on either side. And I really hate that they do this shit, which I don't expect them not to do it. But I'm just saying, it's like, I hate that they do it because it's like, no, you're trying to, it's the same thing as like, well, America's a shithole country. It's inherently racist, so why is it worth rebuilding? It's that type of fear-mongering on the right that it's like, well, these people are taking over as blah, 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 and we need to be, you know, there's wolves at the door, like, type of fucking rhetoric that I really don't believe.
They're going to end America as we know it. It's going to be over.
That's why, you know, we have this system put in place.
Right.
So that we end up a little bit better off than Canada
and
is
then,
currently.
You know, and you miss some of the things that, you know, that the Supreme Court has knocked down, you know?
Yeah.
As far as mask mandates and things
vaccine
like that.
Vaccine mandates.
They knocked all that down. And then you have, like, you know, Supreme Courts and states who have said, no, you know. Yeah. Yeah, the Dropbox is, you know, is definitely unconstitutional. You know, there has to be a chain of custody for the votes.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't be
I would agree with that. Yeah.
But the bitch thing about that whole thing is that the states that are now like, we shouldn't do that, are the ones who did it.
Yeah.
And then allowed it to happen very quickly, you know, and without any real kind of like, you know, it was just like, we did it. Oh, I guess we shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
Darn it.
Well, that's why I try to slow down some of this like thought train stuff that I've heard a lot recently. Yeah. I see you picked up the Klaus Schwab book.
I did. I did get COVID-19, The Great Reset.
To know the contents of it once we go through it. But yeah, the reason it brought all this shit up is because if you attribute everything into this like collaboration type, you know, ideal, then it ends up, you give them more power than they deserve.
Yeah.
And that's why we have a system in this country that's built pretty well. That's, you know, I know we're a new country, but that's worked better than most countries for, you know, if not all in some circumstances for a couple hundred years. That's why we have a Supreme Court. That's why we're a democratic republic. That's why we have the system put in place specifically because other countries have done it wrong.
Wrong, right.
So it's like, well, you know, Klaus Schwab is doing this whole thing, and that's why we have, you know, the vaccine mandates, and that's why he's doing this thing. And it's like, maybe so.
But they're definitely pulling some strings here and there. I mean, you can't have, you know, it's like the World Economic Forum has a huge influence on what happens.
But you can't just, you know, kind of staple that all together at once and saying like, well, this is why this happened, this is why this happened. Just because you can get to point A to point B on a scatter plot doesn't mean that that's actually the way that it happens. There's a lot of points of data that you have to look at. So that doesn't mean this person isn't a shitbag, but that means that the connections that you just made, like, that's unnecessary because these people already want to do these things as they are. There doesn't have to be this cabal of people that are meeting in a fucking room doing any of this. They already have their own individual motivations, which, you know, again, shitbaggy. But at the same time, is like, there's going to be, even if you get rid of all of these people, five of them are going to pop up as soon as you get rid of them.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to rid them of it. What you need is a country that has a good enough system to be able to allow people like this to not take the majority control and ruin the country.
Right.
So you have to give a little bit of credit to our system, as much as it needs some reforms, as broken as it might seem sometimes. Like, God damn it. It's like, I really sell the point. It's like, we don't have it that bad here.
No, like, we don't have it that bad. Yeah. I agree with you on that point. But I fear that you get these idiots in control and along the lines, even with Biden and just kind of that demoralization of the American, you know, populace,
people are demoralized,
you know, the overrun at the southern border. And then, you know, and then at the northern border, you have to have a vax mandate, you know, to get in and out of the country. But you're allowing, you know, a stream of heavy, you know, migrant people in across the southern border. And then we're going to run off to the Ukraine and protect their sovereignty and it just doesn't make any damn sense. You know, why are we doing all this? Why are we going to go dump money into this war that has nothing to do with us and we're not taking care of the shit that's going on here? You know, every time you say, "Oh, I'm doing stuff for the American people, the American Rescue Plan," and I was like, "No, it created fucking 7.5 inflation." You know.
So this is specifically like what I'm talking about, because I agree with the first part, but it's like we went through five or six different categories of things all at once.
Right.
And it started with.
Well, like, I understand. I'm just trying to make my point.
And then it ends with. Yeah, but I know that's. And this is a distinction I've had to make with a lot of people. This doesn't have anything to do with politics. When you tie all these things together, I understand that's how you feel about the entirety of the thing, But it's like when you start talking about one specific subject, and then it's like, and then that's why we have, you know, the vaccine, and then that's why we have the inflation, and then that's why, and then that's why, and that's a thing to say. But if you actually have that ideology and you tie that together, like this is how the country's gone to shit, that's how you end up thinking space is fake. I know that's kind of a fucking hyperbolic statement, but at the same time, it's like when you connect all these individual pieces together of this country that are fucked up, but when you take it and connect it A to B, string it all together, and because you can get from A to B, you go, therefore, you know, because of this, that ends up having all of this be true.
But with that being said, don't you think, you know, I mean, isn't it strange, though, that all this shit, like, you know, began to happen once Joe Biden took office? You know, I mean,
what do you mean all this shit began?
Well,
to happen
I mean, just as far
office?
As
there wasn't anything going on before you took office. There wasn't anything when Trump was in office.
Well, there was
going on.
Well, what I'm trying to say is like, you know, we were better off, you know, when Trump was in office. You know, I mean, the economy was strong
in some ways. Yes,
the unemployment was down
in some ways. Yes. So but, what's the connection between those two then? Like, because I would say that things were still there were still the same types of people. Which you can't say it was like, well. You know, now that Biden's in charge, you know, Klaus Schwab is a thing because he was around when Trump was fucking president, and then before that. So
well,
it's
I know
not,
that.
You know, it's if you think that everything is ticking towards this one singular end, you kind of miss the forest for the trees. That would be my criticism.
Are the trees
that.
For the forest, or the forest for the trees? But that's what I'm trying to say.
Hyper fixating on individual things instead of, you know, and I. But that I know that generates the overall view of it, but you have to also, I'm trying to think of the best way to explain this. You also have to understand the distinction between what people have here versus.
There's no other place that I would rather live in the world is America. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when I see certain things that happen across the nation in the last, you know, 3 years, I mean, we can just say in the last 20 years, you know, as we've declined into this, you know, this police state and this you know, surveillance state, you know, and constantly, you know, Snowden brought up a whole lot of things about the NSA and being spied on and, you know, I mean, being tracked, and I don't know. I mean, it just seems like that, you know, they're never working for us. They're always working for their own.
No, and I agree with that. I just had this distinction. Maybe it's nothing besides just a perspective thing.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Because, yes, I do agree that those things exist. I just don't think that it's going to end up at, if you rile people up and make them make stupid decisions, they end up having a worse performance than if you would just inform them and allow them to make their distinctions. So if you have this whole, is like, well, you know, it's, you build up it, and it's not you, it's like the majority of you, you build up this whole fucking thing. It was like, oh, this is, you know, it's kind of like the Alex Jones rant.
Right.
Which, not to say that he hasn't been right about some things, he absolutely has. But it's, you build up that whole rant, tying everything together, and although that's a possibility, it does no one any good, and you don't acknowledge the fact that we have these systems in place that a lot of people in this country fought for a couple hundred years ago, and people still fight for today, that are the distinction between us and the other people, that you say is like we have no ability to fight any of this off.
Supreme Court
or when things.
I totally agree. That's where the way the Constitution set up and the way, you know, the Supreme Court works. You know, that's our last, you know, bastion of defense against, you know, tyrannical government.
You can tie these things together. But I don't like the fear-mongering because it sets a scene of inability for people to rectify wrongs that have been done. Like, I think if people really wanted to get behind this whole Epstein thing, we could have found out everyone who was behind it. Everyone.
Right. But we decided to go after Joe Rogan.
But it all gets into political doomsday fucking saying shit on the left and right, right, where everybody's like, you know, and I'm pretty well black-pilled because I think that everybody's, I think 80% of people shouldn't talk about politics, and that right. probably includes me.
Right.
But it, at the same time, it's like you have to get rid of these doomsday sayings on either side because right. they're not productive. And you know what? There's a 90% chance they're not fucking accurate. Not to the same degree that people promote them. So the whole, like, you know, it's a fear-mongering thing. I have a real pet peeve, I guess you would say, right. about, because I think it downplays people's ability to do good things.
Right. Right. I mean, and you can talk, we want to talk about fear mongering, you know, I mean, yeah. you know, CNN definitely, and the mainstream media absolutely. Definitely fear mongers.
Fuck yeah.
And then they will lock in lockstep and constantly say, you know,
yes.
it's a threat to our democracy. This is an obvious threat to our democracy. This is a threat to our democracy. And then that yes. goes back to, it's like, we're not a democracy, we're a constitutional republic. And they constantly tell us that we're a democracy.
You know? The ratio between the left and the right doesn't have to be the same. The ratio which they fearmonger, I think it has to do with how much control they have over right. the system. But regardless of ratio, either way, I'm against it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm totally against it. And I don't agree when, you know, the Republicans fire up their fear machine about, you know, oh, this is going to be the end of civilization. Here it is. This is
You see that homeless?
They're out there killing fucking bald eagles right now.
You ever see that homeless person? Is like you drive by, like they don't have them anymore. They had them in like the fucking like late nights and shit. With like the end is
the
now.
End is near. Yeah, the end is now.
Yeah,
repent.
when people start talking like that, that's what I see.
Yeah,
as I see that ranting homeless person is like the end is now. Repent. Like, it's not even like. There are some right. aspects of truth to that. There absolutely are, and there are things we really need to address. But is that person doing anything good for anyone? No.
No. No.
So then that's just my opinion of it. So that's the aspect I'll fight against, and it's good to have, like... I mean, I can't imagine doing these panel debates where you get, like, 6 minutes to fucking...
My thing, too, is that, you know... And we pretty much agree that, you know, we feel like, you know, the government
we agree on the basics.
The government should definitely just be there to support, you
for
know,
for necessity. Yeah.
For necessity.
Yeah, nothing extra.
Nothing extra. They shouldn't. They just love to be involved.
They're
in
there
our
to
life.
Support the things the American people can already do.
Yeah. Right. You know, and then they create, you know, this welfare state or this, you know, dependency on government. To justify, you know,
they've
themselves.
Tried. It's been a battle. It's gone back and forth.
It's gone
for sure.
back and forth. You know, the Democrats always, more government, more government, more government. And Republicans, less government, less government.
Right.
We just need to do the things that we should do. And then here we are in the middle, sitting there going, I just want government to stay the fuck out of my life. You know?
Yeah. For me, it feels like I'm caught in between two crashing waves of stupid is what it feels like. And I think that's government just in general for me. That's the description of it. It's like, you ever feel like you're caught in two crashing waves of water that you feel like shouldn't be there in the fucking first place?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and you just stand back and, you know, and as you know, just a guy making it through the world, you know, you're just like, what
the
fuck?
As are most people, yeah.
What the fuck, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like everybody...
And I think that's most people's opinions. Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, I read a meme where it said, you know, 99% of us just want to live our lives and go about our daily lives.
Weirdly enough, yeah.
And the 1% want to tell us that we're at war.
Yeah, exactly.
So... Just, you know, thoughts that I have, you know, I mean, I don't try to get too ranty, you know, I mean.
I have similar thoughts, but that's definitely a distinction that I want to make.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you that, you know, sometimes I can definitely get fired up. And
yeah, and I
But I will point out hypocrisy, you know, I mean, God, there's so much hypocrisy.
There's a lot of it.
There's tons of it out there on both sides. I mean, I see it all the time. And just because, you know, Fox said it doesn't make it law, you know, just because, you know.
Yeah, I don't care if fucking Handy says it or Sam Cedar says it. Like it's fucking like it doesn't matter. I'm not even quoting CNN there. They've been circling the drain for a while. So
yeah, there is which is weird because you know they got bought by Discovery, and the guy who's taking over CNN, the guy who is taking over the CNN part, said he wants to get it back to being a not a, you know, an objective news organization.
That would
like
be
it used
fucking
to be,
cool. That would be awesome. You know? I don't care if you have like left leaning views. Yeah. I watch people left leaning views right. as long as you're not in a fucking bombastic asshole. I don't care. That's
and
fine.
Then, of course, and then you know, then the media makes a big deal like, oh, that guy was a huge Trump donor. He's just going to turn it into another conservative news organization. It's like, well, no, he's not. He didn't even like. He's like, no, I want it to be an objective news source like it was. I remember like in the 80s and the 90s when they were coming up through, you know.
Yeah.
They were, I mean, I'm like, okay, they're objective news, you know. And then they just slowly degraded into this, you know, propaganda machine for the left, basically.
Yep.
You know, and a lot of the mainstream media, MSNBC, obviously, and ABC, they quietly do it, I think. You know, I mean, you have George Stephanopoulos, who was, you know, Clinton's fucking press secretary.
Yeah.
So, and he's the main dude at fucking ABC. Which way is he going to lean?
Which way they're going to lean. But yeah, it's fucking...
And then it's like Showtime releases that fucking documentary about, you know, how, you know, you being a white person's terrible, you know, and you don't understand the minority and the black man's plight, you know, and what it's like growing up in racial America. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Well, it depends on who's selling that to me. You know, if it's somebody's actual experiences, I'm like, yeah, I understand that. I'll listen to that. I'm like, yeah, that's accurate for them. Like, all that stuff.
I mean, like, I've seen excerpts from it, but I thought to myself, I'm like, this is.
But it's like when somebody who's like got a lot of money is like, you know, who doesn't have really much, they don't have much skin in the game.
Yeah.
Like, as far as that goes, when you hear them talk about that stuff, I'm like, oh, you're just saying this to, you know, it's kind of like a lazy virtue signal.
Yeah. But then, like I said, then you have these mainstream media outlets who put all this in front of you, like, oh, this is the right thing. You're a terrible person because, you're
sell it. Yeah.
You're evil.
Yep.
You need to change. But then that goes back to, like, you know, what they teach like in critical race theory, you know, and then you get into that piece. You know, and that actually started in the 60s, which was critical theory, which basically was the under, you know, minding of the American populace and saying that everything that we've done across the world since we became a country is terrible and we're terrible people and we should end and, you know, and realize that, you know, we are the great oppressors.
It's crazy that there's some point in the middle because, like, I got a pretty decent education on... you know, like racial history and the Civil War and stuff like that from, you know, a few different angles and neither one of the, and there are people, you know, it was like, you go down to Alabama is like, oh, they didn't teach us shit.
They didn't teach us nothing.
So then the solution to that is not, you know, the one that you presented that they want to do. And the solution to that is that, like, you can improve the educational system, but nobody wants to do it because everybody's too busy backing themselves into an extreme corner, trying to win a fight that nobody wants
to fucking win. And we turned our education system over to the government.
Yeah, we've politicized it to the point where it's people aren't really getting an education, which is causing a whole bunch of fucking problems.
Problems inside is, you know, a good example would be all these, you know, my friend who was, you know, Bill, who was, you know, a hippie back in the 60s, as he would say, he goes, I was all about it. He goes, but then I realized that, you know, and he goes, inside that, you know, being, you know, because I voted Democrat, I was a Democrat. And he goes, I look back at it now, and he goes, and I remember those people who were, like, involved in that, and a lot of them were socialists and communists and, like, such a thing, you know. Yeah. And then they found out they couldn't, you know, they ended up in college, and then, bang, they become teachers, and they start preaching this ideology to, you know, our kids and everything, you know. So... yeah, it's like, so they kind of infiltrated the public school system. Then you have this huge teachers union that's hard to, you know, again, get around. So you have, you know, there's great teachers out there. Don't get me wrong. Just as like cops, there's very good teachers who want to do the right things, but they get so bogged down by the dogma inside the federal, you know, education system.
Well, dogma's a huge problem. Yeah, that's a huge problem in a lot of different facets. You know, it's mostly the political that's now kind of leaked into everything.
Yeah.
So let's say, and I gotta end this after this because I'm gonna fucking leave.
Yeah, it's good.
But I feel like we can teach people about, like, you know, like Sojourner Truth, without saying that all white people are born racist.
Right.
We can have that, and that's not like you have to be like milquetoast fence sitter. Yeah. Like no, you can say like you can teach some of the actual people that are involved in it without making these intersectionality implications. Right. Throughout the whole thing, it's a complete waste of fucking time.
Right.
Everyone needs to get over themselves, and that's the last thing they're willing to do.
Very true. I agree. All right. Well, take a break. Jason got peed.